Welcome to the Language of Real Estate audio review. This review is primarily designed to increase your understanding of the terms most commonly used by real estate professionals in the daily practice of real estate. But the program is also designed as a learning tool to use as you prepare to take your state's real estate pre-licensing or broker's examination. This review has 8 sections. The first 7 each contain a review of around 50 terms for a total of around 350 definitions. You'll hear the term to be defined, followed by its definition, and sometimes a brief example. Then you'll hear the term stated again. At the conclusion of each section, you will have the opportunity to take a short audio self-quiz to help you evaluate your knowledge of the terms in that particular segment. The 8th and final section of this review provides you with a list of special word pairs referred to as false friends. This section discusses almost 50 sets of terms often confused with one another. The information contained in this audio review is based on The Language of Real Estate by John W. Riley, which is available from Dearborn Real Estate Education. And now, let's begin. Section 1. The Language of Agency and Brokerage. When a real estate professional provides services to consumers in the marketplace, she develops relationships with buyers and sellers. The law of agency provides the legal guidelines that govern the rights and duties of principals, agents, and third parties in real estate transactions. Every real estate professional assumes the responsibilities of adhering to the requirements of the law of agency. For this reason, it's critical that all practitioners understand the terms that define agency relationships and responsibilities. Agency. A relationship created when one person, the principal, delegates to another, the agent, the right to act on the principal's behalf in business transactions and to exercise some degree of discretion while so acting. Agency. Agency coupled with an interest. An agency relationship in which the agent acquires an estate or interest in the subject of the agency, the property. An example of this form of agency would be a broker who agrees to supply financing for a condominium development, provided the developer agrees to give the broker an exclusive listing to sell the completed condominium units.